David Owen, a former peace broker in the Balkans, has testified that former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic had the power to stop the war in Bosnia, but that he didn't use it. The gray-haired diplomat spoke in careful terms, but his message was clear. In 1993, while Sarajevo was under siege and the Bosnian War was raging, Slobodan Milosevic had the power to control rebel Serbs in Croatia and Bosnia, but he didn't use it.
He was in charge of a government that could put real serious pressure on them to stop doing what they were doing, to stop shelling Sarajevo, to stop interfering with humanitarian convoys, to stop ethnic cleansing.
Lord Owen was the European Union's peace envoy to Yugoslavia from 1992 to 1995. The Bosnian Serbs rejected his doomed Vansoan peace plan in 1993. But Lord Owen testified he was convinced that, even though Mr. Milosevic's influence over the Bosnian Serbs waned after the spring of 1993, he still had enough leverage to bring them to the negotiating table. This could have been done, he said, by cutting off their supplies, especially oil. Oil was the Bosnian Serbs' lifeline, said Lord Owen, and it ran through Serbia to get to them, even as late as 1995, when the Srebrenica massacres were taking place. Prosecutors must prove that Slobodan Milosevic exerted control over Serbs in Croatia and Bosnia to get some of their 66 counts of war crimes against him, including genocide, to stick. Lord Owen testified that it was clear to him that Bosnian Serbs couldn't survive without Belgrade support. He painted Mr. Milosevic as a pragmatist, not a racist, who ruthlessly pursued power, which meant playing the nationalist card when he needed to. He said the former president acted like a drug baron in his financial dealings, built up the police as his own loyal militia to counterbalance the army, and told lies when he needed to. During Slobodan Milosevic's cross-examination, Lord Owen wanted to know why Mr. Milosevic never forced the increasingly unruly Bosnian Serbs, including Radovan Karadzic and General Ratko Mladic, to accept a peace plan that even Mr. Milosevic thought was beneficial to all Serbs. Mr. Milosevic denied he had the power to control the Bosnian Serbs, but he never said he didn't help them. Mr. Milosevic spoke through an interpreter.
It was a question of their survival, that was the core issue. And it was with that regard that they relied on us, and it was absolutely our duty to assist them to survive.
Slobodan Milosevic called it survival. Lord Owen called it war. But in the end, Lord Owen said both men failed to bring peace. Mr. Milosevic didn't rein in the Bosnian Serbs, and he himself was never able to persuade the West to cut off their crucial supply lines by force. Lauren Comito for VOA News, The Hague.